Quick question. Do you think you could build a game just around that idea?
What idea?
No, I think it would turn into bunches of random hookups. But yeah, I have to second Maiden on that whole meeting people in real life thing because I moved to a new town just a couple of months ago, and basically everybody I know here is people I've met through Pirates. And while that's
Like
kind of
me.
weird, it's also really, really nice that I have a shared interest with people, and we're all on the same level, and we can meet in real life and be just as connected as we were in the game.
I totally used to laugh at, people who met their internet friends, 'cause, I'm a jerk. But yeah, now one of them, I drove down to DC to meet Llama this weekend, and it was like, comfortable and fun. And when I went to San Francisco last year, like, everybody was, super awesome. And I usually don't like people because I always think they're dumb. Anyway, but, I've met people in this game that I actually, like and enjoy spending time with, and, weird.
Yeah, I'm going to someone said, could you just make a game where, people just meet people? I think it's kind of the type of game that gets the variety of people that we have. Like, if this game were like, Counter-Strike, to give a bad example, you would have a bunch of people who are only interested in fragging, and it could just be a bunch of teenage kids mixing with the occasional older person. But it really, to have well, Maiden's comment just kind of threw me off. It's kind of like, this game brings in a type of player. I noticed a lot of players from this game like tabletop games and things like that. And it's really just the type of hobbies that people have that are very similar. I've met up with a lot of people. I hang out with
Rage still rules the world.
Yes.
I left the server.
I hang out with Franzak and Caspian a lot, which, well, Franzak's a strange cat, but, and I too went down to DC to meet Llama, which was a interesting experience. And next week I'm, or this weekend apparently I'm going to meet Nitty and with Jack the Black and Sinestria. So it's neat that you get to meet people with similar interests.
And in the game itself, the bits, I think I could say for Randall and myself, the card games. The parlor games, adding the
Yes.
parlor games in really added a fun new level to the game. And with the addition of Treasure Drop, it's kind of fun we're going to have parlor games that aren't specifically card games. I look forward to that. Anyone else? Because I see Anne, I think, actually had a question. Does anyone else want to say a bit?
Well, I'll come in. I'll chime in for Homilus, who says that he enjoys the middle bit that everything else is plugged into, like the aesthetic and things like that, so that everything can jump off from that, and that's what really makes him happy and excited.
I kind of like all of it. I can't pick a favorite bit.
I think I like the fact that it's a place where I meet people from all over the world, and having lived in the US for a while, I kind of miss it. And it just, logging in just makes me feel like home again. Being in Europe, I miss a lot of the things that I had there, the mentality of the American people. And I gotta say, I get plenty of that in game.
Okay, Anne, you can ask your question since you haven't asked a question real quick.
Okay, well, before I ask the question, I just wanted to say that I really enjoy the social aspect of the game. I think, the puzzles eventually get monotonous and stuff like that, but I mean, just meeting new people every day, that's what brings me back, and just learning about them and just connecting on some social level. But anyways, my question is, when you're looking at international markets or to make puzzle parts for international markets, are you thinking of just doing language-specific servers, or are you going to try to bring everyone to like Midnight and Cobalt, or how are you going to handle that?
They would all be they would generally be language-specific servers, and some of them may even be in, you know, English, but in particular territories. So as the guy I met at E3 who wants to have a version of Puzzle Pirates running on their website that they're developing in Australia, and this site is, if their business is very much oriented towards mobile phones and ringtones and SMS for charging people and so on, and so kind of a probably a teen audience, and they would have their own server that would be on their service with a different billing system and so on, and so long as it's not ridiculously cheaper, and even then I'm not, you know, if it's a bit cheaper I'm not worried about it, then that would be sort of off in the corner. But and also, you know, as with Germany now, and the Indigo Ocean, when we roll out, if we roll out in Brazil, then that would be a separate ocean and so forth, for lots of reasons. I mean, having people talking in Portuguese with other people in English is a little bit odd, but also this to do with the billing mechanic is, it would be quite different in those countries, and they're going to be marketing them separately, and it's just kind of assuming that they can get enough people, which is of course a hope, otherwise it won't be worth doing, then it makes a lot more sense for them to have their own servers. That may not always be the case, and so a great example of where we may have one server for multiple countries might be Spanish language, where we could have a server that deals with Spain, and then Latin America, and, you know, Latinos in the US could all play there, something like that.